Once upon a time, a kingdom was happy and rich. Its king was loved by all. Everyone lived well under his rule. But one year, a bad famine hit. Crops died without water. Farmers couldn't pay the king. This made the king's treasure empty. He worried a lot about the state's costs. After the famine, things got normal. But the king still worried. He always thought, what if famine comes again? He also feared other things, like his ministers plotting against him, or attacks from neighbors. These fears made him lose sleep, hunger, and thirst. One day, a wise sage visited him. The king shared his troubles. He asked the sage for advice. The sage said, "Your worry is about ruling. Why not give the throne to your son?" The king replied, "But my son is just 5. It can't be done." "Then give me your worries and the throne," suggested the sage. The king agreed happily and gave his throne to the sage. The sage then asked, "What will you do now?" The king thought of doing business. But the sage reminded him, "The treasury is now mine. What about money?" "I'll find a job," said the king. "Why not work for me?" offered the sage. "I'll live simply. You stay here and manage things for me." The king accepted. He ruled as if it was his job. After some days, the sage returned. He asked the king, "How are you now? Can you eat and sleep well?" The king was amazed. "I eat well and sleep deep. I do the same work. But I feel different. I don't understand why." The sage explained, "Before, you saw ruling as a burden. It was always on your mind. Now, you see it as a duty. That's why you work without worries." After learning to rule without worry, the king's life changed. He felt light and happy. The kingdom thrived under his carefree rule. But one day, a neighboring king planned to attack. The king was informed, but he didn't worry. He calmly prepared for defense. He gathered his advisors and made a plan. He trained his soldiers and strengthened the walls. All this he did without fear. The day of the battle arrived. The king led his army with courage. The battle was tough, but the king's army won. The people praised the king's bravery. They were amazed at how calm he was. The king smiled and said, "I just did my duty." After the battle, the kingdom was peaceful again. The king continued to rule without worries. He enjoyed his days, always calm and happy. He often met with his people. He listened to their problems and helped them. His kingdom became known as the Land of Happiness. One day, the sage returned to see the king. He saw the king happy and the kingdom peaceful. The sage smiled, knowing his advice had worked. The king thanked the sage. Your wisdom has brought peace to my heart and my kingdom, he said. The sage replied, you learned to carry duty, not worry. That's the secret of a peaceful life. Years passed, and the king grew wise and content. He ruled his kingdom with a peaceful heart. The kingdom prospered, and the people were happy. One day, a great celebration was planned. It was for the king's son, who turned 10. The whole kingdom was invited to join the festivities. The day was filled with joy and laughter. There were games, music, and dancing. The prince was happy, surrounded by his friends and the people. During the celebration, the king thought about his journey. From a worried ruler to a peaceful king. He felt grateful for the sage's advice. As the sun set, the king addressed his people. He spoke of love, peace, and duty. His words touched everyone's heart. He then announced a surprise. He decided to start teaching the young prince about ruling. One day, he will be a wise and kind king, he said. The people cheered, happy for their future king. The prince stood beside his father, proud and eager to learn. The sage, watching from afar, smiled. He knew the kingdom was in good hands. The king had learned the greatest lesson. That night, the stars shone brightly over the kingdom. The king looked up and felt a deep peace. He knew that with love and duty, his kingdom would always thrive. And so, the king lived a long, happy life. He taught his son everything he knew. The kingdom remained a place of happiness and peace.